Now, will you note here in verse 1, and I want to read it again, the word of the Lord that came to Micah, the Moreshethite, in the days of Jotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah, kings of Judah, which he saw concerning Samaria and Jerusalem. Now again, let me repeat. Samaria is the capital of the northern kingdom. And one of the golden calves that Jeroboam had made was put in Samaria. It was the place that we talked about before, because it's been before us. It was built by Omri, and it was really made famous, or infamous, I should say, by Ahab and Jezebel. And it's built in a very lovely location, but it's in absolute ruins today. I have a message that I give on the Antichrist, and I show pictures, slides that I took on a trip that we made to that land, and we visited Samaria. And it certainly is in ruins today. Probably no place is as much in ruins as this place is, but it certainly tells the story. And Micah's prophecy concerning Samaria has been literally fulfilled. Now, Micah, he's from southwest of Jerusalem. He's in the kingdom of Judah, but he prophesies to both kingdoms. But actually, his main message is to the northern kingdom. And I've often wondered about that. He's a contemporary of Isaiah, and he was a younger man. I have a feeling that he felt that Isaiah, being the senior prophet to the southern kingdom, would take care of them. And so God directed him to speak to the northern kingdom. And he makes it very clear to whom he's speaking. You'll never misunderstand Micah, because he'll let you know the ones to whom he's speaking.